From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. All week, we've been hearing from film composers about the process of writing music for the big screen. This last bit from Lawrence of Arabia, one of my favorites, was for the really big screen, music as big as CinemaScope. Well, things have changed over the years. Canadian composer Michael Dana remarked on how much more involved producers and directors are now with his work on the music. And he says he relishes that back and forth with filmmakers.
I love that about film music, that it's collaborative, that the score for Moneyball or Life of Pi are not how I would write them, but they're how I wrote them with those two great directors.
And a collaboration paid off big for both director Ang Lee and Dana. They won Oscars for their work on Life of Pi, a saga of a boy and a tiger adrift at sea. What instrument is that that's tinkling like that right now?
The bansuri is the Indian flute. The santur, which is kind of a Persian instrument that made its way into India. All those instruments were recorded all over the world in the most complicated possible ways we could think of doing it. But the santur was recorded in Mumbai, the bansuri here in Toronto, the orchestra in Los Angeles. So it's a real global effort, what we're hearing there.
When we spoke last, it was in 1997, you had composed the score to Mira Nair's film Kama Sutra. Your very Eastern, South Asian approach to music, which seemed to belie your Winnipeg childhood and completely, right, utterly Occidental background, this has only become deeper in years since. With a film like Life of Pi and Monsoon Wedding, you've really become the go-to. We have a sort of South Asian-like movie to score here, Guy.
Yeah, I think there's a real attraction for me to that culture, and for obvious reasons, it's so different from what I grew up with, piano lessons and church choirs and orchestration and harmony class, and it's a completely different way of approaching music. But then I love that in lots of other kinds of music, too, that I've also used. So I think of myself more as a global thing. I certainly have a South Asian interest, for sure, but speaking of Ang Lee, we worked together on The Ice Storm, and that was a film where I used Native American music. The Native American approach to music is inspired by the sounds of nature and the voices of animals, and it's a completely different way of looking at music than either in South Asia or in Europe, where my background comes from. Music is such a magical and unexplainable thing anyway that we've come up with these different approaches and different ways of expressing ourselves through sound. It's just, I find it really fascinating. And it's something that when I fell into film music, I wanted to bring all those influences and all that playtime with me, basically.
As I mentioned earlier, you scored Monsoon Wedding. Boy, listening to that score, the last person I would suspect who composed it was some Canadian guy sitting in Toronto and raised in Winnipeg. It just sounds very beautifully Indian.
Well, thank you. I want to respect the cultures that I'm referring to and working with. And I think Canadians and maybe someone from Winnipeg or Toronto is really well qualified for that, because Canadian culture is so new and almost non-existent in a way that it's easy for us to see through the eyes of other nations and other cultures and other people. And I think that's what makes Canadians great comedians and journalists and maybe film composers too.
Do you have, by the way, on your laptop, say, ideas that you have that aren't for a movie you're currently working on, but they're there to draw upon and plug in at some future date?
Yes, I do. And the interesting thing is I have never used one of those in another film. But I continue to collect them stubbornly. It never fits any other movie either.
Well, I guess at the very opposite end of the scale of how exotic a story is, a boy on a raft at sea with a tiger would be squeezing a winning team out of the Oakland A's payroll in Moneyball, which mm-hmm. was a score that you also composed. A very different kind of challenge to make this this movie have music?
Absolutely. Because the most elegant way that music can help tell a story in a film is the most simple possible way, within those just few notes, so that you can hear a few bars of music and right away be in that world, in that story that the filmmaker is telling. That's really the hardest thing about writing film music, is finding that magic key. And as soon as you find it, you know you found it, and everyone in the room knows that it's right. It's kind of amazing.
And when you go to a movie, not one that you've written the score for, can you actually watch the movie, or are you hearing too much? Are you constantly listening to the score?
Yeah, it's difficult, I have to admit. And sometimes I get frustrated or angry about what I'm hearing. So, because, of course, yeah, I have very specific thoughts about what music should be doing at any given moment. And I don't think you'd want to sit beside me and watch a movie.
But, you know, it's interesting, the idea of laying it on too thick in a film score. Mm. At one time, when Bernard Herrmann did something for a Hitchcock movie, that was the first time anyone had heard somebody do that. And it was novel, yeah. And it was tense, it was suspense. Mm. The 40th time you've heard that, it's a cliche, but at some point these things are relatively new, no?
Absolutely, and the fact is audiences are different than they were in 1950 or 60. They're more sophisticated, they have a shorter attention span. You have to reflect that in the way that you score a film and what it is. Of course, what we're doing is manipulation. A film score is telling a story and it's manipulating you emotionally. But a good film score, in a way, nowadays, in 2014, it asks more questions than it answers, and it helps the audience ask those questions, but it doesn't solve the problems. I think that's something that's really changed in the last generation or two of film music.
Well, Michael Dana, thank you very much for talking with us once again about your work.
My absolute pleasure, and we'll do this again in 17 years.
Okay, it's a deal. Composer Michael Dana has written the music for the films Life of Pi, Monsoon Wedding, and Moneyball. You can hear all five of our conversations about scoring the screen at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.